It is too little for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the survivors of Israel. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. Today's first reading from the Old Testament book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 49, is the beginning of the second of four poems in Isaiah known as the Songs of the Servant of the Lord. In today's second servant song, God's faithful servant, whom he formed from the womb, is being called to bring back, gather, and restore the Jews in Jerusalem as they return from exile during their captivity in Babylon at the end of the 500s BC. But God says to this servant that it is not enough for him to be his servant who brings back and restores only the Jews. God says, you're not going to be my servant only to the Jews. You're going to be a light to all the nations, so that my salvation may reach not just to the Jews in Jerusalem, but to everyone on the planet, to the ends of the earth. Who is this servant? We know now, in light of the New Testament, that this servant is, of course, Jesus Christ. For Jesus is the one who was formed in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus was called by his Father to restore, bring back, gather Israel from their captivity to sin. And of course, Jesus is the light of the world who will save not only Jews, but also Gentiles. He's come to save the whole world. You'll remember that when Jesus was 40 days old, Mary and Joseph take Jesus up to the temple and present him in the temple according to the law of the Lord. And they run into this very old man whose name is Simeon. And Simeon is waiting for them. And Simeon picks up the child Jesus in his arms. And you know what he says? He quotes directly from today's second servant song from Isaiah chapter 49. He says, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled, for my own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared for all the people, a light of revelation to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. So who is the servant in Isaiah 49 who will be the light of the nations? Simeon clearly tells us. It's Jesus. But Christ is not the only person who is called to be the light to the nations. Did you know that St. Paul quotes today's first reading of the second song of Isaiah, chapter 49. It's in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13. It's a great story. Paul and Barnabas are speaking, they're preaching in the synagogue in Antioch in Pisidia. And they're preaching to the Jews, and the Jews reject their message. They said, no, we don't really like this message about Jesus. And Paul quotes Isaiah 49. He says, well, then we'll go to the Gentiles. For the Lord has commanded us by saying, I have made you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. And so St. Paul sees himself as this light of Christ going to all the nations, not just to the Jews, but to the Gentiles. And so it's clear from the passages of the New Testament that Christ is the fulfillment of Isaiah 49, that Paul is the fulfillment of Isaiah 49 as he radiates the light of Christ to the nations. So Christ is a light to the nations, St. Paul is a light to the nations, and we are to be a light to the nations. For Jesus himself says, "You are the light of the world." So we have to be a light too. God has big plans for us. So often in my own prayer and spiritual life, I think that God has small plans for me. Just little tiny itsy bitsy plans. And God says, "Oh no, that would be too little." I like that part of the first reading, don't you? God says, "No, it's too little for you to be my servant just to the Jews. I have better plans for you. It's too little for you to be a servant. I want you to be a light to the nations." And God says that to us in our spiritual life. God is calling us not just to stay out of trouble, not just to avoid evil, not just to be average, not just to be good. God says that's too little. I have called you to be holy. That's what St. Paul told us in today's second reading from his first letter to the Corinthians. He says, "You are called not just to be okay, to stay out of trouble, to be good. You're called to be holy." In other words, you're called to be a saint. God has big plans for us. He almost says the same thing at the Last Supper, doesn't he? In John's Gospel, chapter 15, verse 15, he says, "I no longer call you slaves," because a slave doesn't know what his master is doing. He says, "I'm calling you friends because I've told you everything I've heard from my Father." It's too little, Jesus says, to call you a slave. I'm going to call you my friend. Isn't that beautiful? God has big plans for us, and not just friends. Even that would be too little. He calls us his sons and his daughters. As St. Paul tells us in Ephesians, he's destined us in love to be his sons and daughters. It would be even too little to be called friends. He says, "You're going to be part of my family." God has big plans for us. Another example that I thought of sometimes occurs at a funeral. Sometimes at a funeral, well-intentioned, a person will say, "Well, Father, I have great consolation now because I know that my Grandma Myrtle is in heaven. And I have great consolation that my Grandma Myrtle is not only in heaven, but she's an angel in heaven." An angel in heaven. And I want to say, "Oh, that would be too little. God doesn't want your grandma to be an angel. God doesn't want your grandma to share in angel nature. That's too little. God wants your grandma to share in divine nature. Not just in the nature of angels. No, that's too little. God wants us to share in his own divine nature, in the love of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." You see, God has great plans for us. He's not thinking small. He's thinking big. We're called to be saints and sons and sharers in divine nature. Jeremiah the prophet reminds us, "Oh, I know well the plans I have in mind for you," says the Lord. "Plans for your welfare, not for woe. Plans to give you a future full of hope." God has big plans for us. He's not thinking little, he's thinking big. Saints and sons and sharers in his divine nature. God has big plans for us. He has called us to be a light to the nations, not just in our families, not just in our parish, not just in our city, a light to the world, so that the salvation of Jesus may reach the ends of the earth.